You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome into a Friday edition of the Gym Class 304 here in KGYM. Thank you for joining us as we come your way on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Scott Unesh, Mark Dukes with you. Button's on the other side of the glass. I'm confusing him right now. We will talk with him and let him. I'll let you know what I'm thinking here in a moment, Buttons. But Mark here, and a lot to talk about today. We had a topic all set for you, but we may have to table our topic because of the news coming out of Iowa City today. I'm not going to say it was something that you never, ever thought would take place, but with all the budget cuts and with everything going on right now, without a fall season, I think we knew it was coming, and it came today with the elimination of four sports at the University of Iowa. Your comments welcomed at 319-366-1600. That's a text line, 319-366-1600. That is also our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. Hope you guys are doing well. We've got, as Scott mentioned, plenty of information to talk about. We may get to our topic, but news out of the University of Iowa. They're going low out in Boston.
Very low.
Big Ten parents had a little gathering in Park Ridge, Illinois earlier today. And a familiar face to Eastern Iowans is going to play football at his third Big Ten school.
Unbelievable. But we start things off today by talking about the events in Iowa City earlier on. Gary Barta with an announcement. Steve Rowe sent it out earlier on today. And usually these announcements of this ilk sometimes come down at 4:35 or whatnot, and to Iowa's credit, they did not do that today. Came about 12 noon or just past 12 noon today. I think a lot of people had this thought in the back of their minds, and today it became official. The University of Iowa Athletic Department is dropping four athletic programs after the 2020-2021 season. They include men's gymnastics, as well as men's and women's swimming and diving, as well as men's tennis. They will all have one more season and then will no longer be a part of the athletic structure at the University of Iowa. I don't think anyone is really shocked by the news today. Or at least I don't think they should be shocked.
No, and I hesitate to say, but it may just be round one.
Yeah.
I mean, these in fiscal year 19, according to Chad Lystico in the Des Moines Register, these four programs, swimming, men's gymnastics, and men's tennis, spent a total of $4.25 million over what they brought in. That's, again, fiscal year 2019. And the number of scholarships cut is 34.7 total scholarships. That's 11.5% of all scholarships awarded at the University of Iowa. And these are programs that have been around for a long, long time. The men's swimming program, for example, is 100 years old. Men's gymnastics has been going since 1922, men's tennis since 1934. So in swimming, you and I were just discussing before we went on, Iowa just built a beautiful facility about 10 years ago that is ranked in the top 15 or 20 among college facilities in the last 5 years, has hosted NCAA and Big Ten competitions. You know, there's sure it's sad, sure it's tough, but all of us saw this coming. And I think it may just be the tip of the iceberg, and now Iowa will have 8 men's sports, 12 women's sports, and you know, it's not like it's going to be an immediate cut either, because they're going to honor scholarships through graduation.
Which they should. Which they should.
I guess if you're a freshman, you're going to have a scholarship through graduation.
If you choose to stay. Which I cannot imagine a lot of the student-athletes that are underclassmen as far as those programs are concerned are going to do. It's a shame. It really is. Because you're, at least for a lot of folks who are homegrown, as far as swimming and diving are concerned, I'm not going to say men's gymnastics because there is not a gymnastics scholastic curriculum as far as Iowa high schools are concerned. But there have been a lot of homegrown tennis players and a lot of homegrown swimming and diving athletes that have gone through the University of Iowa and are there right now. And, you know, their dreams are squashed at this point to ever swim or play tennis for Iowa.
Well, Kelsey Drake from Linmar is one of the lucky ones. She's going to be a senior this coming year. They're going to complete that season if they can. And she will be able to complete her Iowa career. Others will not be so lucky. Kelsey, a member of the women's swimming program. It's a foregone conclusion. And I don't think it's going to be the end. Because this is a small, if you're going to lose $100 million in revenue in the fall, this represents about $4 million in savings.
Which is a drop in the bucket.
It's a drop in the bucket, scratching the surface.
At this point. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. If you would like to weigh in on Iowa dropping four programs today, phone lines available to you as well at 319-366-1600. And like you said, it's basically a 4% drop as far as things are concerned. You got to believe that perhaps more is coming. You also have to believe that I think is it putting a finger in the dike right now as far as the water coming out if you were the University of Iowa at this point and you're hoping, fingers crossed, everything that you're going to have, not only a quote-unquote spring season for football, but it's also going to be with fans somehow, and a very successful spring season that can make money back to generate and save some of the other programs.
That's true, but you don't replace the money lost from the NCAA tournament in basketball, NCAA wrestling tournament, however much that may have put in the coffers of the University of Iowa and other Big Ten teams, but young people are taking the news hard as well. Our friend Joel in Muscatine just broke the news to my 9-year-old, who is a competitive swimmer. Just 2 weeks ago, we did a goal writing exercise, and his number one goal was to someday swim for the Hawkeyes. COVID sucks on so many levels.
Yeah.
And some people are saying, so does Kevin Warren.
Well, didn't get a chance to tell him that for sure today. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. And, of course, social media lighting up with the fact that, our latest reminder that Kirk Ferentz makes X amount. Kirk Ferentz picked up $500,000 bonus with his 8th win of the regular season last year. Kirk Ferentz is taking a 15% pay cut this year. And as we have talked about before, the Kirk Ferentz salary has nothing to do with any of this.
Stuff. You lost track of how much money he and his wife have given to the University of Iowa hospitals and other entities at the university?
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear that argument.
No. 319-366-1600 is the text line available to you out there. I should mention as well that the city of Cedar Rapids, again, holding a news conference right now. Jeff Pomerantz and others are speaking, and with the weather expected to turn much warmer starting today and especially through the weekend and no rain in sight or relief in sight, there are going to be some relief stations, I guess, for lack of a better term. Sounds like the U.S. Cellular Center is going to be a relief center in case you want to get away from the warm air out there and some other things. If they do come down the line, we'll be sure to let you know about it. But I wanted to let everybody know about that one as we get into things here today, because it is going to get hot over the next few days. 319-366-1600. So we've got that going on in Iowa City. You mentioned parents of Big Ten football players congregating in Park Ridge, Illinois today outside the Big Ten offices, and that's about as close as they got to Kevin Warren and everybody else in the Big Ten. Greeted today by, I believe, police blocking the driveway of said Big Ten headquarters today.
Yeah, the numbers were not large. In fact, I think the media in one report I read outnumbered the number of parents, two or three dozen. But Mark Kallenberger's father and Wagoner's mother spoke representing the University of Iowa. Did not get an audience with Kevin Warren. Don't know how much that was avidly sought. How much this accomplished? Very little. But at least these parents got something off their chests. And instead of a we want to play chant, it was let them play among the parents. Warren did not meet with them that I know of. And that'll be that.
Yeah, I think that everyone had their say today, and like we talked about yesterday, nothing was probably going to happen, and it looks like, yes, nothing is going to happen as far as that is concerned.
As far as the cuts at Iowa, why these sports? Why do you suppose these sports?
Well, men's gym.
As opposed to
some of the other sports.
Let's say rowing. Rowing is not offered in the state of Iowa, which doesn't mean everything. Neither is field hockey. But the number two allowable scholarship sport at the NCAA level, Division I level, behind football, is rowing.
And it took me three guesses to come up with
rowing
that,
allows 20 scholarships, a maximum of, per year. I know this all relates to Title IX, which I don't fully understand. But why these four sports? I'm not quite sure, as opposed to other non-revenue sports, such as maybe cross-country, women's soccer. I just don't know. I'm not advocating for those sports to be cut. But it had to be a disproportionate number on the men's side than the women's because of Title IX.
Because of Title IX restrictions, yes. The Gazette just came out online with an article about the cuts, and perhaps this answers your question. I don't know if it does or not. More foreign athletes than Iowans on the four discontinued University of Iowa sports teams. They go on to say 11 foreign countries and 18 states represented by the four sports that were cut today. Now, men's gymnastics, yes. Men's tennis, you're going to have foreign players, and there are foreign players.
Men's tennis, the 2020-21 roster in men's tennis, 8 out of the 12 players from overseas.
Correct.
Many of them England.
Correct. So perhaps that had something to do with it. I don't know. But like you said, hopefully that is it, but I'm not sure if that is going to be the case. On the text line, 5509, do you think some of these programs will be picked back up in 2 to 3 years after we get back on our feet?
Ask Iowa State baseball fans.
UNI baseball.
Yeah.
The simple answer is no. Once programs have been eliminated, it is very, very difficult to bring them back, and it's in the single percentage as far as athletic departments across the country that have brought back. And it's usually not within 2 or 3 years. It's usually 2-3 decades down the line So I can't say for sure, but if history is any guide, no. No.
319-366-1600, our phone and text line, if you'd like to weigh in, as 8582 has. You can't cut rowing. It fills a huge gap in participation number because of football. I've been in many Title IX discussions with people, and I'm of the opinion you need to take football out of the equation. It's 85 scholarships. There's no like sport on the women's side. I mean, if you took out 85 scholarships out of the equation at the end of this school year, there would be 51.7 men's scholarships available and 129 women. Right now, it's fairly equal at 136 to 129
because of football.
Men's and women's. Football skews the equation so much, and the texter is right. That's the reason women's basketball gets 15 scholarships and men's basketball gets 13. Field hockey gets 12. Women's golf gets more than men's golf. Softball gets more than baseball. And right on down the line, volleyball gets 12 scholarships. Women's track gets
wrestling
more than men's
not.
Track.
Exactly.
So, I mean, yes, in a way, the 85-82 is correct in that regard, but hard to make up 85 scholarships on the women's side.
Yes, it is. 21 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Gym class rolling along here on this Friday here on KGYM. Talking about the cuts of the four sports programs at the University of Iowa announced earlier today. In case you're joining us a little bit late, the programs to be cut include men's gymnastics, men's and women's swimming and diving, along with men's tennis. They will all be cut as far as the University of Iowa is concerned. Iowa will now have 20 sports as far as the athletic department is concerned, down from, of course, 24. 319-366-1600 at 21 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get a little golf update because they're – The FedEx Cup Tour playoffs started, and then a mini golf event broke out. My goodness. We could have history made today in Norton, Massachusetts.
This will be the Johnson & Johnson report. I'm going to start with Zach Johnson, our very own Cedar Rapidian. He will play the weekend. He shot his second straight 200 par 69. He is 400 par for the tournament, but he's going to have to go low, as he did last week on the weekend, because he hasn't moved up the FedEx Cup standings a whole lot at this point. The other Johnson is Dustin Johnson, former world number one. He was 11 under par after 11 holes, and right now he's through 14 at 11 under, so he pars out, he shoots 60. He makes another birdie, and he will shoot the second 59 of the day. The first one by tour rookie Scotty Scheffler out of Texas. He did that this morning with 12 birdies and 6 pars. We'll have a Dustin Johnson watch here for the next 40 minutes and see if he can duplicate that. And I don't know.
The first time that dual 59s have been recorded on the same day.
Okay, in the same day. John Deere, I think, had a couple three in one tournament.
In one tournament.
Yeah.
But I believe I saw earlier today that it will be the first pair of 59s, and Dustin Johnson has a par 5 yet to play. If he can birdie that hole, par the rest, he will have a 59, and that'll be dual 59s on the day.
Aren't the FedEx playoffs supposed to be tough?
They revamped TPC Boston before this event, and it to make it tougher, and apparently is now they've got terrific scoring conditions, and I hate to paraphrase the catch line of the PGA Tour, but these guys are good. They don't make mistakes anymore.
The Northern Trust was not played on this course last year, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, correct. But it's back here, and because it is a TPC tournament course. You mentioned Zach will play the weekend, needs to go low to get into the BMW next week at Olympia Fields. Right now on the cut line is Tiger Woods. He is at -3. And the cut is at -3 at this point. And so Tiger needs to at least par in. It will not go to -4. So it's going to stay at -3. And he has a par 5 remaining as well. So going to have to get on the horse a little bit. Usually when you're at the FedEx Cup playoffs and you're at -3, you're feeling okay about yourself. Xander Schauffele, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, and Tiger and Gary Woodland all a little nervous at this point.
Well, they're not the only ones. Rory McIlroy is -2. He's still on the course. Jordan Spieth under the cut line or over? What would you say?
Who knows? it's over the cut line.
Justin Rose is in peril of making the cut. Tony Finau will not make the cut.
Phil will not, and he made some news today as well.
He's going to play the senior tour.
He's going to play his first senior event next week down at the Branson deal they have down there at Bass Pro Shops. The guy that has some very good golf courses apparently and a lot of cash. And Phil's going to make his senior tour debut next week.
Bryson DeChambeau, number 4 in the FedEx Cup standings. He's not going to make the weekend either. Colin Morikawa, the youngster who just recently won an event, he's at even par for the tournament. So a lot of very, very good players may not or will not make the weekend.
No, but most of them are going to advance to the next round of the playoffs. Top 70 move on to Olympia Fields coming up next week. 319-366-1600, 3358 on the text line. Ask Boise State baseball about coming back. Cut in 1980, reinstated this year, and cut after the season, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That took 39 years, and then, not so much. Not so much out there. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and have more of the Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. As a member-owned cooperative, you share in DePaco's success, not an elite group of stockholders. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for participating in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Baseball is finally back for the 2020 season, and let's just say, we're all ready. Follow along as our twin squad looks to pick up where they left off last year.
Back it goes, deep it goes, and gone!
And some of this.
Swing and a miss, he got him. The Minnesota Twins, win it!
It's a season to remember how important Twins baseball truly is. One team, one territory, one season. The 2020 Minnesota Twins. Baseball is back.
Are you remodeling this summer? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. Hardware? They've got it. Looking for new cabinets? They're happy to help you design the new space of your dreams with beautiful Wellborn cabinetry. And of course, they have decorative shiplap and beautiful trim too. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Your business is relying on technology more than it ever has to connect with clients and meet with employees. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions, answering the phone just like always. Our brilliant engineers are solving problems every day. You have enough on your mind. Let us handle your IT concerns. Call us at Network Computer Solutions, 319-247-7223. We're local, we love this community, and we're ready to help.
Back with you on the Gym Class Friday edition here, coming up on the halfway mark at 3:30 here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass as we've got Twins baseball coming up tonight at 6:30, I do believe. Is that correct, Mark? 6:30 tonight for your Twins? Should I check? I'm going to check here before we get a couple of, one piece of breaking news here that we want to pass along to you. Doesn't have to do with any more programs being dropped. Yes, 6:30 tonight, Minnesota at Kansas City for Twins baseball, and tomorrow as well at 5:30. Also, Major League Baseball coming up tomorrow as well at 7:30 tomorrow evening for you. Then on Sunday, the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500 at 12 noon. That will be on 1600 AM along with 102.3 and 106.3 in Iowa City. Interesting, of course, no spectators. Today is carb day, the final practice, and that is a misnomer because the Indianapolis cars have not used carburetors for some 7 decades, but they still call it carb day. And there were a great number of people that were in the lots outside IMS today just so they could hear the cars going around. That's dedication, Mark. That's dedication. And if I was there, I would probably be one of them.
Well, it's something. I'm not sure it's dedication, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I know. All right. I know. So anyway, we've got that for you coming up on Sunday. On the text line, Sean from the bus trip just built a new pool for swim team a few years ago. Now, do you get the Iowa City schools to move there? Do you go after the state meets, get the U new revenue? Well, the boys swimming meet, because boys don't have diving. They already conduct their state meet at the University of Iowa pool. The girls are still at the Marshalltown Y. And
why?
No, that's YMCA, Mark.
Why?
MCA. I'm not going there. The Iowa City schools, I think they would love City High and West. Liberty doesn't have pool, I believe.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, maybe they will negotiate to have it there. And much like the, what is it, TD Ameritrade Park in Omaha that hosts the College World Series and a couple other games during the year, maybe the Big Ten tournament, and sits kind of vacant the rest of the year.
Well, the damage to the Cedar Rapids Public Schools, maybe the Cedar Rapids Public Schools.
Maybe they'll go swim
shall
down
go down there. Although Linmar has been very kind to programs and allowing a pool time for the Cedar Rapids schools.
In their terrific facility that they have over there. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. We do have a little bit of breaking news. We were going to discuss this coming up after the break, so it's apropos that it's been talked about here. Or at least reported on. Matt Judy, who is a reporter for Channel 5 News in Central Iowa, Des Moines, and Ames, is reporting, and if you've been following this, it's a little bit of a saga, and now has taken another turn. Des Moines School Superintendent Dr. Thomas Ahart says sports/activities will continue, quote, the foreseeable future, unquote. Iowa High School football is set to start next Friday night, and the Des Moines Public Schools still set to begin September the 8th. District seeking an injunction next week on the Department of Education's decision. If you have been following this, the city of Des Moines and the public schools in Des Moines have decided to go with online classes. The Department of Education in the state of Iowa this week decreed that if you do not have school in person, that you are not allowed to take part in sports or activities. And if that would remain the case, then what? North, Hoover, Roosevelt.
East.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
Would not be able to play football for the state of Iowa in the Des Moines public schools. Not that it matters, because more and more more and more recruits are coming into the suburbs in Des Moines. Ankeny got two more today. At any rate, an injunction is going to be sought for next week by the Des Moines Public Schools.
Yeah, apparently there was a letter sent out by the two state associations representing the boys and girls saying that unless you were 50% in-class learning, you could not have extracurricular activities. And, of course, Des Moines raised an eyebrow to that, and even more so, and is going to file a lawsuit. There's going to be a stay, probably, I would think. But, you know, baseball and softball, those classes aren't in session.
No.
Is that the same thing? I don't know. What about homeschoolers?
True.
They're never in the building until they get to our friend Cal Eldred homeschooled all his Cal didn't. His wife did. Homeschooled all their kids. And that's a choice. That's a wonderful choice that folks can make. Homeschoolers are never in the building, but are eligible for sports.
Correct. That is
so
correct.
Let's hope this turns out okay for the Des Moines athletes over there, and it's not something of their making.
Yeah, and again, tonight, three football games around the state of Iowa, including a fairly significant one in our neck of the woods. West Delaware is at Anamosa tonight, and that should be a very interesting game going on up Highway 151. So most of the teams get underway next week. We've got two games coming your way next Friday night, a week from tonight, believe it or not, at about 7 o'clock, 107.5 FM, the Jim O.T. It'll be Kennedy at Prairie. And then on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, it'll be Liberty hosting West High. I know that the preseason polls were in the paper today, the Gazette KGYM poll. I was not privy to it because I did not receive said document today for some reason. So I don't know where it went, if it did not make it or if it was procured in the early morning hours by someone. At any rate,
you may have been kicked out like the John Wooden Award.
I have not been able to. Yes, I may have been kicked out. I don't know. But did not get that. So I'll have to take a look at that afterwards. I would imagine that Kennedy is in the top 10. Is Prairie in the top 10?
I just scanned that. I'm sorry. I think Kennedy and Prairie quite likely could be. Iowa City West is in there.
Okay.
I'm quite sure in 4A.
With Mr. Morgan.
And, Dowling, Valley, Ankeny.
Ankeny picked up a Hawkeye recruit out of Olathe, Kansas. Said that he is, because of the uncertainty of Kansas football, he is going to pick up stakes and move to Iowa. So Ankeny will now have two Hawkeye recruits. Brady Brecht, I believe is his name, is the other recruit.
And Arlen Bruce.
Thank you. Yeah. That's the young man from Olathe, and now he is going to be at Ankeny.
So, the fourth.
Right. Yeah. Ankeny, Dowling, and Valley, Southeast Polk, all with some big-time transfers now coming in.
I'm sure that incoming wide receiver doesn't mind too much at Ankeny.
What, that guy that's played with his friends for
yeah
and trained
he
for
probably
seven
doesn't
years
care about you know losing now his spot. Nah,
we've talked about that. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that is the number on the text line here today. There is Hawkeye football news. Speaking of transfers, news again from Iowa City West product Oliver Martin. He has found his third Big Ten landing space today.
Yeah, he's going to be a walk-on at Nebraska. And, of course, Oliver Martin out of Iowa City West began his career at Michigan after a pretty heated recruiting process, redshirted, and contributed a little bit. His second year at Michigan, decided to transfer home to Iowa City. Folks were, cheering and having parades because Oliver Martin was coming back home. Well, he caught one touchdown pass in the opener and didn't see the field a great deal after that. Does this mean Oliver Martin's a bad football player? I don't think so.
No.
But curious, you having covered Oliver Martin Probably more games than one. What do you make it? Third Big Ten. Is that a record? One guy playing for three Big Ten schools so far in his collegiate career.
Might have tied a record at least.
What do you make of this, Scott?
It's not that Oliver Martin forgot how to play football. That is not the case. I think both at Michigan and in Iowa City, I think he just ran into a numbers situation of folks that were of equal ability and had a little bit more seniority than he
did. I thought he was number one on the Michigan depth chart entering his redshirt sophomore season.
Yeah, and then
before
kind of
he
fell
decided
a little
to
bit, yeah.
Transfer to Iowa. Yeah.
Yep. And then and made the transfer to Iowa. And he's still a good football player. There's no doubt about that. I would have thought both in Michigan and maybe even in Iowa City that he would have a crack at trying to return punts or kicks because he was terrific at that down at West High. And, you know, it's also a different stepping stone. It's a different level from the high school ranks. But like I said, I don't think Oliver Martin forgot how to play football. Just comfort-wise and just the playing time. And we'll see what happens at Nebraska now as a member of the Cornhuskers and the Big Red over there. I'm sure they will welcome him with open arms and let everyone in Iowa City know that they have an Iowa City native and a former Hawkeye, especially if Oliver does good things in Lincoln. I think they may let Hawkeye fans know about it. And that's fine. That's fine. That's a part of it. That's a part of it out there. 319-366-1600. As we take you through the Friday edition of the program here today, that is the text line. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600.
Yeah, it's just a very curious situation for a guy that was that ballyhooed. And there have been others that, you know, five-star recruits that didn't pan out. I'm not going to say Oliver Martin is never going to pan out. Perhaps he will have a couple very, very good seasons in Lincoln, but it's just been a circuitous route in college football for Oliver Martin. And 1238, I hope you're kidding here, when the going gets tough, Oliver moves on. I don't think he's that kind of a player, that kind of a person, that a little competition doesn't you know, hurt him too much.
I don't think that is the case.
I'm not sure. He probably underestimated Iowa's receiving corps last year.
Very much so.
And I think a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. I mean, it became a very solid a part of that team last year. And will be whenever they play again.
Whenever they do. More about Iowa, of course, if you are joining us late, the University of Iowa announcing today the elimination of four programs, athletic programs, men's and women's swimming, as well as men's gymnastics and men's tennis. The facility is 10 years old, one of the best in the Big Ten, and Iowa is hosting the NCAAs this year. How melancholy will that be? Because usually, as we mentioned, these things don't usually come back very quickly.
I don't know how much success entered into. By the way, this open letter today from the president of the university, Bruce Harreld, and athletic director Gary Barta, outlining the situation. How much success of programs enters in the decision, because Iowa's men's tennis team has not won a Big Ten title since 1958. The men's gymnastics team has been at or near the bottom of the Big Ten in recent years. Did win an NCAA championship in 1969, but the success, how much that entered into things, men's tennis program has been okay.
It's okay.
Been in the middle of the pack. Swimming program's about the same. Haven't contended, but they've had their moments. So I just wonder how much that entered into things as well. And if you pay any attention to the schedules of these teams, I mean, that's a huge expense when they're not bringing any money in.
True. Very true. 3:44, we're going to take a break, come back, more of the gym class on this Friday when we return after this here on KGYM. Stay with us, more to come.
We're talking with James and Hillary about professionalism, passion, and fun.
Midwest One made buying our house really easy. When we finally decided to make an offer on the house, the day I called Midwest One, they got us in that very day.
The local home loan experts at Midwest One Bank helped James and Hillary buy their home, pay down principal, make improvements, and build up equity.
When we bought this house, we did not have 20% down because we owned another house.
So we were able to purchase a new home without selling our current home, without contingencies. We didn't even do a bridge loan. We just did a standard mortgage. She evaluated our credit and all of our personal information, and we were shocked to realize that we could do this.
Purchasing this house was incredibly easy. Our banker took care of all of it.
It really is Simply Better Banking.
For local mortgage service, choose Simply Better Banking from Midwest One, because it's all about you. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything, from mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hey, it's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at 3:47 here on KGYM. Breaking news from Conference USA. Soccer and volleyball competition has been moved to the spring. Football staying in the fall as of right now for Conference USA. 319-366-1600. Dustin Johnson still trying to get to 59. He's at 11 under still, correct?
That is correct. He's made... five pars in a row after being 11 under through 11 holes. He has a very easy 18th hole remaining, so he has a very, very good shot of shooting the second 59 of this day of this tournament.
Scotty Scheffler earlier today, the rookie out of Texas, with a 59. Tigers right on the cut line at -3. Zach Johnson will play the weekend. He is at -4 in the house. But Tiger has hit it to points unknown on 13. I'm looking at shot link. 334. He hit it hard. 334 to unknown. That's the description they are giving. And he does. He may have to have that very birdieable par 518 to try to help him out. So we'll see. We'll see on that. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. 4570, we asked, has there ever been another NCAA player that has gone through three Big Ten schools? Well, 4570 lets us know Jeff George had two of them. He left Miami, then Purdue, and ended up at Illinois. but Miami not in the Big Ten then nor ever.
I don't know if they keep records for such a thing.
I'm not sure. Oliver Martin working on his third school as he announced today that he is going to go to Nebraska to be a walk-on right there. Tiger got it to the fringe. He's 40 feet out, so he had an opening, Mark.
Don't they all?
That is your complaint about Keach. Now that there are no crowds.
They always have an opening.
They can hit it to parts unknown, but they still have that opening.
They're in the native area. Up.
We never have an opening.
We got an alley here.
Got an alley. Oh, 350 here on the program. Busy weekend coming up. The NBA playoffs will be continuing. Major League Baseball regular season. With the exception of Yankees-Mets, which has been postponed due to, a couple of Mets testing positive for COVID-19.
Yeah, I don't think that qualifies as an outbreak, but today, two, nevertheless.
It is two, and they are not going to play that. White Sox-Cubs will get underway with a weekend series at Wrigley Field tonight, so with a really good pitching matchup. Dallas Keuchel for the White Sox against John Lester for the Cubs. And Luis Robert back into the lineup tonight for the Sox. I've not seen if Chris Bryant's going to be available tonight for the Cubs as he missed the game against the Cardinals a couple of days ago. Sox hot right now. We'll see what happens
tonight.
Playing
good baseball.
And, of course, the biggie on the weekend, the 104th running of the Indianapolis 500. I am partial and biased, though, by saying biggie.
Well, you normally would be there.
First one I missed in 21 years.
Yep, and I think many in that category as well. But Marco Andretti, friend of the show, interviewed him here recently.
Yes,
he's on the
did.
Poll, and kind of a surprise because he hasn't had that great of a year.
Or last several and a handful of years, to be honest with you, but it's great to see. I think the whole paddock feels very good for Marco, and I think there's going to be a lot of people rooting for him to come through with a victory. At least have a shot at it and not hear the age-old line. Tom Carney, the late, great Tom Carnegie, not around anymore, the terrific PA announcer from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but he would also always have the seemingly yearly chant of Mario is slowing down. And then it was Michael is slowing down. You hope that is not the case this weekend, but we'll see. It'll be fun. It's going to be a very competitive race, I think, and hopefully a very fun and hopefully a very safe race.
This will be the 31st try for the combination of Michael and Marco Andretti at Indianapolis. Of course, Mario won in 1969. It'd be an ever-popular win, I think, just because of the last name.
It would. It would be a very popular victory and be good for the sport, I do believe.
COVID-19 news. Brett McMurphy has done a terrific job of tracking such things. This odd season reports that Clemson conducted 461 COVID tests of student-athletes, coaches, and staff on Monday and Tuesday. Only five positive results. Of those five positives, none were among fall sport athletes, including football.
Good news there. Good news there. Good news as far as the cleanup front are concerned, as both Iowa and Iowa State football players combining to get things done today throughout the city. Picture right here, Jan Jensen, the University of Iowa women's basketball coach, co-coach, if you will, putting that up today. So that's great to see right there. They're not playing on the gridiron this year, but at least Iowa and Iowa State coming together to help.
It is good. There's no question about it. And so many athletes and coaches, what have you, Cedar Rapids and across the area, you mentioned the collegiate athletes now. It takes more than a village in this effort. And in the category of fun with numbers,
yes,
the city of Cedar Rapids in a recent news conference today reports we've hauled away approximately 12,306 truckloads of debris. I'm not sure why they put approximate when the next Never mind. It's just me. Approximately 12,000.
Get the red pen out.
Approximately 12,306.
Okay.
Well,
I got it.
This equates to 27,400 tons that will be mulched. To put this in perspective, this is the weight equivalent of 136 Boeing 747s.
Crazy.
And it's not over.
No. 319-366-1600. City Manager Jeff Pomerantz letting everybody know that there will be a cooling location at the U.S. Cellular Center on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. That may stay open a little bit longer. You just put that out there as well. Alliant Energy saying 91% of customers in Linn County have power. That's 87% in Cedar Rapids. They're doing it as quickly as they can and as safely as they can. Linn County residents can no longer apply for state assistance, must apply for federal assistance. They talked about that today in the briefing. Again, traffic signals. If your traffic signal that you're coming up to is still not operational, please treat it as a four-way stop. 174 traffic signals are working right now. They expect full restoration by the end of tomorrow. The Salvation Army has said beginning August 23rd, these meal sites will serve lunch and dinner, Ladd Library, Metro High School, St. Paul's Methodist Church, and my alma mater, Nixon Elementary School in Hiawatha. Let's see. What else do we have? No, that's all. All the pertinent stuff here. And on the text line, 1238, letting us know mulch should be cheaper next year, unfortunately. That is correct. All right, Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM. I know you don't know a lot about racing, Mark. Are you on Marco to win?
Yes.
Okay. I think it'd be awesome.
Willpower is always one of my favorites.
Yep. By the way, Tiger has bogeyed the 13th. He is now outside the cut line. Sorry, CBS. Sorry about that. I am going to go with Scott Dixon. The Iceman will win his second. How's that? We'll find out on Monday. We'll talk about that. A lot of football next week as we get closer to the kickoff of high school football.
Looking forward to that. And you mentioned some of the storm information. You can go to kgymradio.com and find a piece of information on various resources that you may take advantage of.
Yeah, I invite you to do so. And please have a safe weekend. Hopefully everyone will have power by the time we reconvene coming up on Monday. Looking forward to that and looking forward to everyone having the power out there as well. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Twins baseball tonight against Kansas City, and that will be at 6:30. Enjoy the weekend. We'll talk again coming up on Monday.
It's a new season. And it's Sport Clips Haircuts. All of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in.